Wow. We're kind of working our way towards the end of the afternoon on the first day here at the Allergy and Free From show.
Yeah.
Christy and I have met a lot of very interesting people, and we've now got someone that is really, really interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Well, thanks very much.
Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Food Talk show Shammy from Eat Grub. Shammy.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Come on in, mate. Tell us what you do.
We're Eat Grub, and we're the edible insect innovators.
Hold on a minute. Edible insect innovators. I'm loving this. That's some kind of tagline, isn't it?
Yeah. So we set up probably around 2 years ago, and what we did was we noticed that actually insects, they are they're eating all around the world, they're eating and enjoyed all around the world. They're tasty, nutritious, and they're sustainable. Yep. It ticks every box, really.
Yep.
And essentially, it's just a marketing challenge on how to bring it to the people in the UK and the West. Yep. So we decided actually it's a challenge that we were quite up for, and that's how we began.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to talk about this in a minute, but I'm going to be frivolous for a little while.
Sure.
Because there's a myth that you quite often see perpetuated around the world that each of us swallow on average about 8 spiders a year or so.
Yeah.
It's a complete myth.
It is a myth. Yeah.
But you're not talking about spiders, are you?
No. I mean, we've got a range of insects, but actually at the moment we've just released our Eat Grub bar, which uses cricket powder. So I think probably crickets are our most popular and our most used insect.
Okay. So we're going to talk about this, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but I have actually eaten crickets, just crickets, not cricket powder,
yep.
Just crickets, roasted crickets. And I did a radio show a few years ago where somebody came along with some roasted crickets, and they put a bowl of them in front of me and said, eat one of those. And I'm like, are you sure? Anyway, I tried one, and by the time we'd finished the interview, I'd emptied the bowl.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I mean, they genuinely are delicious. And actually, we do a roasted range ourselves, which we haven't got here.
Yeah.
But we've got roasted crickets in salt and vinegar, chili and lime, and English herbs, rosemary and thyme. Yeah. So it might actually, well, you know, might have been our crickets that you were eating a couple of years ago.
I mean, for me, the unflavoured ones, which were just roasted crickets, tasted like nuts, basically.
Yeah.
Now, Shammy, I don't know if you know about this, but I was told that a lot of the commercial cricket production actually goes to food manufacturers that use crickets in products that normally have nuts in to avoid nut allergies. Are you familiar with that?
No, I hadn't heard that.
And apparently in some parts of the world it's a big thing. You know, there are commercial cricket farms and they do use it for, you know, to avoid nut allergies because it tastes like nuts.
Yeah.
But you've got a range of flavoured crickets.
Yeah.
But you also produce these bars, which we've got a couple of examples here. But how did you get into this?
So I used to work for an international charity, WaterAid, and I was doing marketing for them. I was marketing manager, and as part of my job, I got to travel to the countries in where we were working. So I went to countries and in the communities, I went to see places where they just got clean water and places where we hadn't started working. So I used to compare and contrast the stories.
Yeah.
And one of the trips took me to Malawi, and at the beginning of the rainy season, as soon as the first raindrops hit, termites come out of their mound and start flying. The kids were going crazy catching it, and I just thought it looked like a fun game until later on in the evening where it was served to me on a plate, you know, seasoned with a bit of chili and lime and a local beer. Mm. So that was the first time I tried them actually, and then I started reading about the nutrition and the sustainability, and again, as I said, you know, like it ticks so many boxes. Essentially what it is just how to get people over that they're kind of the apprehension, the perception of eating insects here in the UK.
Mm. It is a difficult thing, isn't it? Because it's not culturally what we're used to doing. As you say, in vast other parts of the world, crickets and locusts and termites are part of the daily diet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we actually really like to use it, and maybe we overuse it. Here's the example of sushi. 15 years ago, eating raw fish was culturally unacceptable, and it didn't take off here in the UK.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you know, you see a high street institution, you see it next to the sandwiches in Tesco's.
Yeah. So it's a perception thing more than anything else.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I just want to kind of look very briefly at at the nutritional value of things like crickets.
Sure.
Because they're high in protein.
Yeah, very high.
And low cost, basically. And environmentally low cost as well.
Yeah.
For the protein that it produces.
Yeah.
You don't need vast... You know, if you're going to grow cows or sheep, you need vast amounts of land and vast amounts of environmental damage, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, crickets are 69% protein, so when you compare that to something like chicken or beef, it's unbelievably high.
Yeah.
Chicken or beef tends to be around 20 to 30%.
Right.
They're really high in minerals like iron and calcium, and also they have essential amino acids like omega-3 and omega-6. So in terms of their nutritional profile, they really are a superfood. But as well as that, they are extremely sustainable. So as you were saying, they require a fraction of the land, water and feed that our traditional livestock use.
Mm.
So they're a much more environmentally friendly source of protein.
Right, so I want to move on now.
Sure.
So you're in Malawi. You watched the kids catching flying termites. You had a bit of a meal and a couple of beers, and you kind of chilled a bit and thought, do you know what, this could be all right. So where did you go from there? What took you from Malawi and those couple of beers to producing these kind of food bars?
Yeah, so actually we started a couple of years ago now, and we first launched by doing pop-up restaurants, and we were doing our pop-up restaurants in London, mostly in East London. And we thought it was a really good way of launching, getting the press and the public to try our food, because genuinely we thought insects taste really good, and I think it's all about getting people to try it, because the most powerful marketing tool that we have is word of mouth. It's you trying the food and saying, actually, that tastes bloody good.
Yeah.
And then telling friends and telling family.
Yeah.
And then it's word of mouth. So what we wanted is we wanted people to try our food.
Yeah.
So we started by that, and then after that we realized actually there is a demand for the products. And then we went from that to our different ingredients, you know, like the raw ingredients, the roasted range, and now finally we've released the energy bar made with cricket powder.
You've got two bars that you bought for us here, which is coconut and cacao, and cranberry and orange. So you figured, right, we're going to come back to the UK, we're going to start making food using this natural resource. Where'd you get your crickets?
So at the moment we're getting our crickets from Holland, but we're actually starting to farm them here in the UK ourselves.
Yeah.
I think when we're talking about sustainability, it makes sense for it to be local.
Yeah.
So we use cricket powder because I guess it's a bit more accessible. So, you know, like it's one thing eating whole insects, and a lot of people will buy into the nutritional elements, but actually for them to eat the whole insects is quite a big step. So what we feel is actually... these bars, they make it a lot more accessible, they make it a lot easier for people to actually get the nutritional benefits without actually seeing the insects.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you kind of got it in little letters at the bottom, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think we're hiding it.
Yeah.
I don't think we're hiding it, but we're not, you know, we're not.
No,
and
not
also, I guess, you know, on the bars, we've got the graphics, but again, it's a bit more subtle.
Yeah, yeah. And that's quite right, too, because you've minimised the squeamishness of it, if you like.
I don't think it does us any favours, you know.
Shami, where are you now in the process? How long have you been doing this?
So we've been doing it for a couple of years, but we just launched our Eat Club bars this week, so it coincides really nicely with this show.
Right.
And we actually launched in partnership with The Economist, and they've got 10,000 bars which are co-branded with their logo on it, and they're giving it out in their street activities and events.
Right, okay.
And we're going to be stocked in Planet Organic, a whole host of independent stores. We're speaking to Ocado and Boots, and obviously you can get it online as well.
Right, okay.
Great. So, can I try some?
Yeah, yeah. Go
right,
for
which
it,
one shall I have?
Whichever flavour you, you know,
I
feels
think
to you more.
I fancy cranberry and orange.
You go for it. So, while Chris is opening it up, how can we find these? Do you wholesale these? Do you retail these?
Yeah, so we've got a number of wholesalers. You can get in touch with us and we can put you in touch with our wholesalers. As I mentioned, we're being stocked in Planet Organic and they're great supporters of what we're doing. We're in a number of independents, but you can find us online at eatgrub.co.uk.
Fantastic. So
what
do you think?
Really nice, yeah.
Yeah, looks good. Certainly looks good. Are you liking it?
I do.
Give us
really
a bit.
Orangey.
Well, it's got a nice consistency.
I mean, obviously, the whole idea, again, as I said, you know, it's like you've got to make sure that the food tastes good.
Yeah.
You know, like if people want it, if you want people to come back and tell people about it, then number one, the food has to taste good.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Yeah,
good. It's really nice. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for your time.
No, Shami, that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for that. And we wish you the best of luck with eatgrub.co.uk and your cricket powder bars.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Fantastic. Thank you. Cheers.